every man according as he purposeth in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And why would we do this? Well, I'll tell you the real reason why. He gives the blessing that comes from doing this. But that's not the reason we do it. The reason why we give is because God abides in our hearts. Because God gives. I've given this example to you many times, and I apologize if it seems tedious to you or boring. But to me, it is a wonderful thing to see a mother's love. It's different than a father's love. It's especially in the early years, more intense than a father's love. It's a biological, spiritual phenomenon. And when a baby is crying at 3 a.m, that mother is going to get up and going to feed her baby, comfort her baby, walk with her baby, sing to her baby, whatever is necessary, because she loves her child. Even though she's had no sleep that night, she will take care of her baby. It will happen. It's a certainty. Why does she do it? Now, if you ask her, she says, my baby was crying, or my baby was hungry, or my baby was dirty. That's not the reason. The reason is because she loves her baby. That's why. Now, obviously, because she loves her baby, she takes care of her baby's needs. And of course, she's getting up so the baby can eat, and baby is crying, and baby needs to be cleaned, etc. The primary, the only reason is because she loves her baby. So we give to others cheerfully because God loves us, and we love others because his love abides in us.